Good morning, Beth, and how are things in the district?
They're great, Jay.
Let's talk about the big changes. This was all because of the board meeting last week. Reassignment of the K-12 principal.
Yes, Jay, as you know, we've been talking about our administrative structure for some time, and then as we switch board members around, we kind of put it on the back burner, but discussion again came up this spring, the need to look at our administrative structure, and after talking about some options, the board did decide to reassign Principal Carmen, who is our current PK-12 principal, down to PK-5, and we did that in large part because we know the scope of the job of a PK-12 principal is really extensive, in order to enable us to really move this district forward. As you know, our test scores have been low, things like that. If we want to address those issues, research shows over and over again, you need strong building leadership, and stretching our principals too thin is not a productive way to do that. And so we're excited about that change.
So what's the next step, 6 through 12?
The 6 through 12 position, we're going to have some conversations with the Cook County Education Association, the school board, and administration. Presently, the CCEA would like to see us go with a full-time 6-12 principal. Of course, we're concerned about finances, and we need to discuss that, and we also need to investigate if there's any other options out there that would allow us to have good, solid 6-12 leadership without spending more than what we can afford.
Cook County Education Association.
Correct.
Is the teachers' union.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. What about, I don't understand this exactly, so explain. The 2013-2014 makeup day plan.
Well, as you know, we've had quite a few soft winters since I've been here.
Yes.
This is probably the first real winter that I've experienced in Grand Marais. The first three, I don't know if I had a full day school called off. But this year, of course, with the cold and with some of the storms we've had, it has reminded me that indeed we live in the Northland. And we've talked about the fact that the year before I came, I think there were like 7 snow days.
Oof.
And with our shortened schedule of 160 days, obviously, if we lose that many days, there's concern that that would have an impact on learning. And so we're beginning to discuss what we should do as far as developing a plan for 2013-14. And we're just in the planning stages, but one thing that I threw out to the board is that we would be allowed to have 2 snow days or 2 emergency closing days without having to make those up, but that if we had more than 2, then we need to look at exchanging out a professional development day, which is typically just for teachers, and then having students report on those days. And that, of course, is a discussion we need to have with the association. But I guess parents, if you have strong feelings about that, you certainly can share them on the superintendent's page or email me or talk to your board member.
Okay. Now, there was a resolution for reduction in programs and positions. What exactly was that?
Every year, we have to look at whether or not we need to do that. And almost every year I've been here, we have had to make some reductions. As you know, we are losing another 20 students out of our high school, and then hopefully we're going to level off. So this is the first, actually it's the second step. The first step happens in December when the board directs administration to look into the need for reductions. And this is the next step where we pass a resolution saying, yes, it looks like we're going to need to reduce some programs. And probably the most notable one on that list is we are going from 2 sixth grade sections to 1 sixth grade section next year. The current fifth graders have been in one section all the way along, and that is going to continue unless we have a small population explosion at that grade level. So that impacts our staff. And then also on that list, also notable, is the K-12 counselor and whether or not that position should remain full-time or not. So that position is on there. We also are reducing 1 instructional period of Spanish because our 3 and 4 numbers are relatively small, and we will be combining 3 and 4. We will still offer both Spanish 3 and Spanish 4. However, they're going to be offered in the same class period. So those are the chief faculty type positions that were reduced. Take that back. There was one other one, a K-2 support, because we are looking at putting a second grade teacher in full time, so we no longer need the K-2 math reading support. We also included in that list a reduction in the district office staff with the likely resignation of Cindy Carpenter-Straub. We have an opportunity to restructure that staff.
Okay, let's talk about some good things. The Active Living Steering Committee.
All right, yeah, I would like to thank Kristen DiArruda and Jerry Haneke for their presentation. County's involved, a lot of different agencies are involved with looking at writing a very large grant that would impact our biking and walking trails, and really exciting. And that group is working very, very hard, and we certainly appreciate their efforts.
Yeah, it's a Blue Cross Blue Shield prevention.
Yes.
Right. Knowledge Bowl. Hoo-hoo.
Yeah, our Knowledge Bowl is on fire. Thank you very much to April Wallstrom, who coaches our high school team. And, of course, need to give a shout-out to Dory Carlson, all the work she's done with Junior High Knowledge Bowl and also the History Day work. But our high school Knowledge Bowl team really is sweeping things and headed off to state. And we hope that they do as well as what
so
it looks like.
So when is that going to be?
Oh, Jay, you would have to ask me that. I'm sorry. I don't have that date right off the top of my head.
Okay. Probably when school starts again.
Right.
Okay. We'll find out. And finally, what happens if I want to put something on the school agenda?
If you'd like to put something on the school agenda, or you have a concern, something you think the school board needs to talk about, if you would please let me know, or you could also let one of your board members know, and we can talk about whether or not it's appropriate to have that on the agenda, which usually is if a community member is requesting that. And so if you ever have something you would like to discuss, please let us know, and we can get it on there.
Okay. We've been speaking with Beth Schwartz. She is the superintendent of ISD 166, and here in spite of spring break.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks.